Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser talking meat demand in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd Annual Female Production Sale, coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd Annual Production Sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
Dr. Glenn Tonser is well known for keeping his finger on the pulse of meat demand in this country. He does an ongoing meat demand survey of consumers domestically, and the Kansas State University Extension economist says that the numbers from August had some very interesting tidbits buried down in them.
Yeah, so that project's based on ongoing surveying of U.S. residents. Half our insights are domestic retail and half are food service. Looking at that, August information was actually not optimistic. So 6 of the 8 meat products that I track every month there actually had lower retail demand or grocery store demand in August compared to July. And we look over to food service, so away from home restaurant channel, it was very mixed. So 4 of the 8 were up compared to July for the month of August. Ribeye steak was down in the food service channel while ground beef was up. Not massively, but nonetheless, directionally, it wasn't positive. Another nugget here that is timely and I think is important for some of the uncertainty in our general macroeconomic environment is in the August survey, I actually asked the respondents, did you receive a CARES Act payment? 85% say yes. That's consistent with other people that documented the vast majority did. Importantly, though, most say this did not impact their food and meat spending. So that was the most prevalent, 60 to 65%. That was their response. But 23% say it did increase their meat spending. So that's not the majority of people, but it's not. I mean, we're a population of 330 million people, so 23% of that is a lot of people, right? That sort of unprecedented federal stimulus, in my opinion, had a direct effect on beef demand. And it sets the stage for we continue to have debates about whether there will be a second round of stimulus. And to some extent, that could be supportive of beef demand again. So if those households get funds and they choose to refill the freezer and fridge, sort of like they did in April, that potentially is a positive for the industry.
And shifting gears from domestic demand to international demand, I know that you feel very strongly about beef exports being a key part of well-being, economically speaking, for the U.S. beef industry. I know these July numbers that are now down from a year ago, most certainly, but up from May, June, hopefully they're going the right direction.
Beef was down 29% compared to the prior year. Pork was basically flat, down 1%. That's of note because pork had had several months that were 20 to 50% up. So that had paused and chicken was down 2%. The export story in particular was in the months prior to that, we had an expensive U.S. dollar. We certainly had logistical challenges in ports and we had logistical challenges in harvesting animals and producing products. And you needed a volume available in order to export. So that was certainly constraining the, let's say, April, May, June period of these export statements. I'm optimistic going forward. We remain a major player, a major supplier of beef for the global market. And I'm trying to drive this point home in all these talks is we have to sustain that. So there's a word of political warning and Levite that are embedded in that comment. But I look forward to seeing some improvement in that export demand index in months ahead.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser out of K-State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.